What's up, Kiss Army? My name is Joe, and this is your 20-minute Kiss Fix. So before we get started, we're going to talk about Paul Stanley's solo album today. I want to let you guys know that this Sunday, 7 p.m., right where you're watching this on YouTube or Facebook, Podcast Rock City will be live, and we're going to talk about 80s Kiss, 80s Kiss videos, 80s Kiss records, 80 Kiss look, the good and the bad, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Also, Howie Mandel did a Talk is Jericho this week. One of our viewers, Brian ATT, he sent us a message. We're going to talk about something that came out with that. Hey, Howie Mandel was on Jericho podcast just now. I guess that's when he wrote it, and said talking about hologram technology and he's involved with. And he mentioned that Kiss was just in the other day saying Lenny Kravitz wanted to do a couple shows with them, but he did not want to leave New York. So he could probably use that. If Lenny Kravitz was opening for Kiss for the last two shows, I'm not sure I'd be upset. Kiss Army Things, what's up? Chuck McGuire, how's it going? Good to see you guys. Tonight we close out our 20-minute Kiss Fix series on solo records. Oh, damn, you can't see that. On the solo records. So we did Gene. We did Peter, we've done Ace, and now we're left with Paul. Where does this rank for you guys? The funny thing is that it either ranks one or two with the majority of people. A lot of people, Ace is number one, but a good bit, Paul's number one and Ace is number two. For me, ranking this album, it's tough. So let's talk about it. Cover, it's a banger again. Great, great cover. All the covers for these solo albums are beautiful. Don't you guys think? The posters were great when I was a kid. You guys are already saying what's going on. Jared Frank says, number two, Kiss Army Thing says, their favorite is this. Darth Shredder said Ace, then Paul. Rory Erickson said number one. There's a Facebook user. I don't know who you are. It says number one. It said Joey Quesada should learn tonight. I don't know what that means. But yeah, these album covers are beautiful. For me, Ace and Paul. Paul's probably number one for me. Ace is number two. Peter is three and Gene is four for me. Shocking to people. I know you guys are probably like, what is wrong, Joe? Okay, it's Chris. It doesn't say. Sorry, guys. Okay, so let's talk about the songs. Tonight You Belong to Me. I don't know about you guys, but the first time I heard that song, it kicked ass. Now, it does have it does have that I want you feel and flavor to it, right? Starts off acoustic and then punches you right in the gut, right? That is one of the things about that song that kicks ass. It says that Tonight You Belong to Me is just a powerful song right off the front. And I mean, it's awesome. And then they follow it up with Move On. Sorry. Awesome song. Sorry, not sorry. Awesome song. I love Move On. Great, great song. Ain't Quite Right. I love that song. It's a little too chill for me, you know. And of course I'm going back a few years, but I believe that when my buddy Bruce bought a guitar from Paul Stanley on a Kiss cruise, we got to go and sit in on a Paul Stanley acoustic show. I just played guitar to tell you that's what he does. And And Bob Kulick came out and sat with him, right? This was the year that Bob and Bruce joined the cruise. So Bob comes out, and I believe Ain't Quite Right is what they played. I'm not 100% on that, but I can find out. Let's see. Wouldn't You Like to Know Me? I like that song very much. Take Me Away Together as One. I like that song very much. It's really funny. I can't definitely say Hold Me, Touch Me is probably the weakest song. What do you guys think? Yeah, there you are, Chris. I see you. Okay, sorry, it just said Facebook user. Remember, when you guys come on and watch with Facebook, you have to give StreamYard permission for me to see your name. This way I could call you guys out. Chuck McGuire, Love Move On To. Dar Shredder, Always Love, Wouldn't You Like to Know Me. Kiss Army Things, Wouldn't You Like to Know Me is definitely top tier. Jared Frank, Wouldn't You Like to Know Me is probably in my top 10 Kiss songs. Chris Barnes, I debated Joey and won. He had won. He won't admit it. Oh, I couldn't see. Oh, man, I'm wearing the wrong glasses. That's it's okay. So, all right. So, you guys out there, what's your favorite song? What's your least favorite song off this record? I'm going to get to more of this. I have to use you guys were teasing me last week about the fact that I pulled out this picture disc, but I have to because it's got the songs on the back. If you guys look, I have the regular record, but I didn't even realize till it was almost last minute. I've got the order form and the poster in the back. I can't see the damn songs. I want to make, you know, because the truth is if I say anything wrong on this list, you guys will all call me out. Goodbye. I love that song. I think that's a very good song too. We used to use it at the end of our show for Podcast Rock City, and we kept getting yelled at by YouTube. You know, because we're using somebody's song. let's see. Bill Deaver says, favorite, Tonight You Belong to Me. Least favorite, Hold Me, Touch Me. I bet that happens a lot. I bet you get a lot of people that are like, my favorite is Tonight You Belong to Me, and my least favorite is Hold Me, Touch Me. Kiss Army Things, Hold Me, Touch Me is also my least favorite. I couldn't believe they included that on the Kiss 40 compilation instead of Tonight You Belong to Me. Good point. Good point. So, all right, so how will we rate this record? So I ranked Aces, I believe I said 4.5 stars. This one is going to get 4.6. But it's just a smidge better. But it is, to me, better, okay? Mark Edwards, favorite, It's All Right. Worst, Hold Me, Touch Me. Chris Burns, favorite, Tonight You Belong With Me. Love and Chains, or Love and Chains. Least favorite, Move On. Really? Chris Burns, a 5.8 out of 5. Nice. Thanks for following the rules, Chris. Jeez. I'm just kidding. Please don't write me a letter. I know you won't. Kiss Army Things, It's All Right, is very underrated. Also a good track. Darth Shredder, Love and Chains is a banger. Thunderbolt. Oh, did I miss your comment? Let me go back for a second. Let's see. Love the bass in Love Gun. Who doesn't? Let's see. Lorianne is giving thumbs down, and that's probably because she's a Tommy Thayer fan. And or she's giving me crap because I haven't been able to give her a big hug lately. Let's see. Rory Eckerson, favorite, Take Me Away, worst. But I still like Hold Me, Touch Me. All right, that's fair. Don't forget, you guys can email us, podcast rockcity1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. And you can let us know what you think the best song on the Paul Stanley solo album is and what you think the worst song on Paul Stanley. That's got to be hard for you guys. If it's not that one song, I can't imagine what you guys are choosing. Thundering Child said, it's sad that this is the last Kiss tour, but they're old, so they had to stop. It's true. Chris Burns, Joe Rules. Stop. I'm just having fun. That's all I'm doing, and I'm glad that I'm having fun with you guys. I totally love the fact that we all hang out every Wednesday night, 10 p.m., every Friday night, 10 p.m., and then Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. All those times are Eastern. Now, everybody go ahead and give it a ranking. Out of 5 stars, how many do you give it? And you can do a decimal point. 4.6, 4, whatever. I don't care. All right, so that's the Paul Stanley record. I love how, we can talk about the fact that all the posters went together as a collage. That is awesome. And I had somebody I did a Facebook short recently, and I asked the question why every poster, I believe, had 3 poses on it, but Ace's only had 2. And I asked, why is that? And then somebody said to me, it's because he has Jendel on the poster. There's a big planet on there. I saw the planet, right? I saw it, but I never even realized that they put that in there to take place of one of Ace's, poses. And it made sense. As soon as you see it, you're like, damn, that's why. But man, we've been asking that for a long time, and somebody finally came up and said, hey, there's a big ass planet on the poster. All right. So, that's my conclusion on the solo albums. I'm going to have something else for us to talk about. Let's see. 5 stars, 4.75 for the, Paul out of 5. Let's see. Ace and Paul, both 5 stars. 4.8. Can't give it a 5 because of Hold Me, Touch Me. Damn! You think Paul Stanley's watching right now? Hey, have you guys seen that he's been riding his bike 28 miles? Do you guys think that that's an electric bike? I don't know. Is it like, if you've got a bike that has a battery attached to it, is it really a bicycle or is it a scooter? Bill Deaver said 4.8. That's right. 4.8. All right. I'm ahead. I'm good. Lori Ann gave it 3 stars. Lori Ann. If Tommy Thayer put out a solo album, how many stars would you give it, Lori Ann? Ziggy Zag Z, Joe the Man. I'm not the man. I'm just one of the guys. I'm a guy, one of the dudes like you. All right. So we've got a few minutes left. Let's go ahead and talk about. I'm going to bring it up to the rest of the cast, the crew from Podcast Rock City on Sunday. But let's. Oh my God, Lori Ann said, and that's being generous. 3 stars. Okay. I can't even, Lori. Anyway, Lori Ann said Tommy Thayer's solo album would get 20 stars. Thundering Child. I'm sorry I'm missing your comments. I saw something about, but I was, okay. Anyway, you can't please everybody, people. You try. Thundering Child basically said that Kiss is his favorite band, but his mom gives him crap. Okay, let's talk about this hologram thing, okay? If Kiss were to have a band opening with a hologram, I would like Lenny Kravitz to just be there. if he's going to open, let him open in New York. I think that that would be great. I love Lenny Kravitz. He's a killer guitar player. He's one of us. One of us. If you guys have never seen, he won like a, might have been a Grammy or something. And when Kiss announced the Grammy, and when he went up to get it, he kind of bowed to them and talked about how he used to have their post. I'm acting out the whole thing. So if you're listening, sorry, you can't see that. So he basically said, if it wasn't for Kiss, they were one of the bands I had the posters. So let's talk about the hologram thing, though. Damn, I'm not sure I want to see a hologram open for Kiss. I want a real band. Now, on the last show, if they throw a hologram up on the stage, like, let's say the whole band walks off stage at one point and a hologram comes up of Eric Carr in the tank playing his drum solo from Animalized, I'm gonna fall out. Dead. I'm falling out. I'm gonna cry. It's gonna be amazing. I don't know how y'all would react to that, but I would fall out. I mean, just like, if you guys have watched, there have been the holograms of like Freddie Mercury and Tupac, and it looks like they're right on the stage. So, if I'm just saying, if all of a sudden the stage goes black and then all of a sudden this tank shows up in a hologram and Eric Carr is manning that damn thing, I'm gonna fall out. What about you guys? Lorianne says that she's betting that Evan Stanley's band is gonna open. What are you saying, Lori? Lorianne, the last two shows? I'm hearing that, but I don't know. I don't know if that's actually what's going to happen. We're going to find out eventually. I can't lie and say I wouldn't be disappointed. I would be disappointed. Nothing against him, but I'd rather see somebody like Cheap Trick or Bruce Kulick's band. Anyway, this has been a lot of fun, guys. We're going to go ahead and end the night. I hope you guys had fun. 20 minutes goes by really fast. And So you guys email me, podcastrockcity1, that's the number one, @gmail.com. And I would love to hear your opinion on this. I think it would be a lot of fun if you told me which songs were your favorites, which songs you don't like, and tell me which order you put the Kiss out, the solo albums in the first place. That's pretty much it, guys. My name is Joe. You are the Kiss Army. This has been your 20-minute Kiss Fix. Don't forget, Sunday night, 7 p.m., we're going to all be together right here on podcast Rock City Live. Peace.